All right. My understanding is that Ilam finished or is finishing Kufayin Hay. A number of years ago, we had a Din Torah in a Valva Metzra that touched on a good half a dozen Heterim Yesoidus of this Siman, Geshmak Din Torah. There was a lot there. I'm going to try to bring out, say, over the story, maybe cut out some pieces, but Beik could give the story with a lot of the halachas and the yesoidis. It's very geshmak. There was a maisa that Reuven owned a house next to a guy. He was on, the south side of the guy. And that house wasn't suitable for him. He needed a larger house. He was looking to buy a house in the neighborhood. He came up with this plan that the guy on the other side, on the north side of the guy's house, there was a very wide side yard, and he will subdivide the guy's house and take the lot on the other side to be his lot to build a house on. Now the problem was that the guy had a porch extending to that side, so he had this eitzah that he'll break or knock down the porch of the guy, and like this he could offer the guy to subdivide his lot and take it. Now the guy was desperate for money because the guy had to pay a mortgage. He was behind on his mortgage payments. So he knew that if the guy was desperate, he would be masking him to such a deal, whatever. He worked out such a deal. At the end, they would ask him, yes, he'll take 80 feet of the northern side of the guy's house, plus redo the guy's kitchen. I guess because of the construction, knocking down that porch, I don't know why, but somehow they interfered with the kitchen. He'll redo the guy's kitchen. And he got a great deal. It was very cheap. He bought it for like mamish, I don't remember, half price, but certainly highly discounted price, and that was the plan. Part of the deal was he's also going to have to get the necessary variances to do this and the subdivisions. But kids, so the guy said, if you take care of it, it's yours, but you know, this is the price, I need this for my mortgage, and you could have it. Then came along the metron on the north side of this side yard and said, Gamani, I could do the exact same thing. And they came to a din Torah. I'm a ben metzra, and I would like this part as well. I'll also knock down this house, subdivide. I'll annex it onto my lot. I'll have a wider backyard, a wider side yard. And like this, I could also do the same thing. I'm willing also to get the variances and also to improve or renovate the person's kitchen. And Mamela, I want a taina ben metzra. He was also meisif that he was already trying to buy 60 feet of the guy's yard, that side, that northern side. He was already trying to buy 60 feet of it. They were like sort of, I don't know, negotiations, but he already attempted to buy it. It was like, you know, sort of hanging that idea. He didn't come up with this chav that'll knock down the porch and he'll be able to get 80 feet. But he was already willing to handle with the guy to get 60 feet from his side yard. That was the mice, and the shaila was, can the bar mitzvah take the deal away from the first bar mitzvah, from the first lokeach, or whatever. Oh, he was a bar mitzvah, but he was a bar mitzvah on the southern side of the house. And the chami, so in Hilchos bar mitzvah pashtus, he doesn't have halach of a bar mitzvah. He'll take his house, sell it. It was an old, small house. He had a baruch shem, a nice family. It was growing. He'll sell the house that he's in now and buy this lot and build himself a new house. And the guy's going to say that, yeah.
But he'll just have the
80
feet. That's his whole lot.
80 feet is a lot.
His whole lot.
A whole lot. I mean, how wide is your lot? I don't know. 80 feet, pretty wide.
Not to annex it to his.
Correct.
The other guy that's on the northern side, he also is planning on selling his house.
No, the northern side was annexing it onto his property to have a wider property. That was the din Torah. So, in Hilchos ben Metzra, the first guy is not a ben Metzra, because even though he's neighbors to this guy, but he's the wrong side. He's on the, which way? He was on the southern side, and you need to be on the northern side. So he doesn't have a lakah ben metzer. So here you have a lakeach kilo, a lakeach bomi bachutz, versus a ben metzer. The shaila was, can the ben metzer assume the lakeach's position here, step into his shoes, and now handle with the guy and do the exact same thing this lakeach was willing to do? Okay. So now, it was a geshmak din Torah. By the way, many din Torah aren't Geschmack. Many Dintar are just, you know, psychology or stamshtus and wasting time. But this Dintar had a lot of halachic variables that were negeya la'alacha. It was very Geschmack a Dintar. So let's start with one heta. One heta l'chari, the first heta l'chari is Zoyl. L'chari, he got it for a highly discounted price, a great deal. Where would he ever get a lot for just renovating a kitchen and dealing with the zoning boards and whatever, all that? And the person was a younger man in yeshiva. It wasn't like he could afford. It was a great deal. So l'chayra, you were natayna al zo, but can you do every? We all know that in Tziv Zayin, the Mechaber says that even by zo, there's a din of bametzra. Ventzach, that if the seller wouldn't have done this to anyone else and only to this guy, so then you have to reimburse this lekech the full price. That means if the kakers were 200 and the deal was for 100, so you'll have to buy the guy out for 200. But there's still going to be a bar metzra. By matan, there's no bar metzra because he can't get it somewhere else. And l'chari zol, he also can't go somewhere else. And the Taisus Rosh already said, it's like, look, once it's a mecha is a mecha, and now there's a halacha bar metzra kicks in. So ma'el, even though it's oil, big deal. That's not a reason to mitigate the tain of bar metzra. Still, there's a din of bar metzra. Sorry? But now I have that same cup. So you have that cup, and I have that same cup. So I'm willing to do the exact same thing you're willing to do. So why don't you give it to me? Right now, I'm willing to assume your position and take over. So now, in our case, God, it was even worse. Because in our case, the seller was desperate for money. And the Mechaber says that when do I have to overpay the first guy, so to speak, give him 200, even though his deal is 100, is if it was specifically miyuchad for this buyer. But if the seller was desperate for money, like the Mechaber, and he would do it for any buyer, then I could step in even for 100 and take over the zoil, take over the mile of the discount. And here clearly the seller was desperate, and Mamela Lechairo, the second guy, could come in, and assume the first guy's position even on the discounted price, and he doesn't have to reimburse or be mative to that first guy at all. That's what it should come out. All right. So the Lechairo is another heter here. Another heter here is that the seller was desperate. Halacha is in Sif Mem Gimel by Manasseh Melech, that if he has to pay taxes to the king and he's desperate to raise capital, seller, so the seller said he can't wait till you figure out the bamets and handle and go. He has to sell this property right away. And since he has to sell this property right away, Chazal didn't institute bamets. So to hear the seller is desperate to pay his mortgage. If he doesn't, his house could be foreclosed on. So it's like Manasseh Melech. Memeila, l'chayro, Chazal never enacted bamets b'chai gavno. The problem with that is, his first problem is that the Ramah brings down a machloikis, that's when it was, he already bought it. But if he's coming, bo liknitz b'yachad, right now it's a machloikis, if they suspended the halachas of Bametzra or not. The guy is right here now, ready to do whatever the lokeik's ready to do. So then, yes, we care about the seller, but the seller's covered, because the Bametzra is willing to do the exact same thing. So yes, here the seller's desperate for his mortgage, but the Bametz is willing to close the deal just as quickly as the first lekeach. So lechayro, like that Ramah, when Bo looked b'yachad, lechayro, it's a machlekes if you can have a din of Bametz. And then there's a kiduo that if when Bo looked b'yachad, there's a machlekes apayiskim. The Ramah says, where's the mem gimel memhei? A little later memhei that lechachila yeshlim kalametzrin. So this machlekes alone might not pull it off to allow the lekeach to stay. Another nekuda why this is far from pashit is because the seller was a guy. Right, so now, a takana, what's the reason why we suspend by metzah for a takana for a meichrim? But where a guy is the seller, we don't issue takanas, we don't enact takanas for a guy. L'moshel, the Gemara in Tzadivov and Bava Kama says that we don't make takanas for goyim. They should have been a bametzra. The only reason why they suspended it is a takana for the seller. If the seller is a guy, we never did it. Didn't bametzra. So over here, who cares? The seller is desperate. We don't have to reckon with the seller because the seller is a guy. L'chayra. Oh, so the Divri Malkiel in Chelek Aleph and Siman Tzadiches, the new Malkiel has a blitz chiddush, and he touches it up like this. He says that avada will never make a takana special for a guy. Because for a guy, we're never going to do. However, if me'ikra din, we start at a certain place, whatever the strict halachas midaraisa, and came along Kazal and made a takono, and then suspended that takono litzayrach Yisrael. That suspension carries on leplug. That suspension carries on even for a goy. And Mamela zokta devir malkiel that by bametzra we will care about the takonis of the seller even if they're goyim. Why? Because mikadin there is no bametzra. So mikadin, the lokeya could anyway buy the field. Novos, Chazal came along and made a takon of bametzra. But Chazal never made that takon of bametzra l'chatchila b'makom that is a takon for meichrim. So if they never made that takon, across the board they never made that takon. They never made the takon saif the yid is a seller and saif the guy is a seller. They never enacted an if there was mikadin that should be like that. Now you want to make a takon for a guy that you can't do. But in mikadin, the lokech has a right to come. It's now they made a takon of bametzra. Zakhtar Malkiel, if they never made it when there's a tzayrach, a te'elis for the seller, they never made it even if the seller is a guy across the board. They didn't pick and choose and say, oh, if the guy is a seller, then we will make it. They didn't make it b'chla, because hayois, normally it's a te'elis for the seller, b'chai gavna, and the seller is a yid. They didn't make it even if the seller is a guy. As I said, Zakhtar Malkiel. A blitz chiddush of the Dimra Akil, Meloit the Dimra Akil, it would come out that over here, there is such a svara, means you could and invoke the din of Menasa Melech. There is a takana for the Melech, other than the fact that, like we said before, that they came together and it's lechatchila. The problem with the Dimra Akil is that if we extend the Dimra Akil's lamdis, and we have to extend it to Anim Ampu Bukharara as well, the halacha is that you need piece of dhamma from the Mabu Kharara. The Maram, the Mordechai brings it from the Maram Rattenberg, the Rambam Paschal's like that, is the reason why is because without piece of dhammim, then the seller is going to lose out. If I go over to sell and offer him $10 for his property, no one else could put in an offer because I came first. That's ridiculous. The seller is going to lose out on bids. So therefore, to protect the seller's interest, they said that there's no name Mabu Bukhara until this piece of dhammim, until the seller is satisfied with the deal. And the Mordechai is Mavur, the Maram says Lahedi, it's talking about a case even if the seller is a guy. And the Chayyah, the Kashi is, what's going on? We don't make takonis for goyim, so who cares that the seller is a guy? Who cares that the seller is losing out? Why are we protecting the interests of a guy? Elamai, you see the same lumdis of the Dibri Malkiel. The Betzim Mikadin Midarai said there's no such concept Anim HaBukhara. It's only Midirabona, Midirei Kabbalah, perhaps like the Yishami. But there is no din of Anim HaBukhara or Midarai. And anyone is allowed to come in. Chazal made a takon Anim HaBukhara. When did Chazal make the takon? They only made takon when there's Pisek Domim, because without Pisek Domim, it's going to share the interest of the seller. Hey, Yois Chazal never made a takana when it shtares the interest of the seller, so across the board they never made a takana, even if the seller is a guy. So Memel Leite Dimna Akil, it's very muvan, that svaro, that halach in Reish Lamazayim, with the same type of alumnus over here. There's like a loy plug, when they enacted that takana, they didn't differentiate between a yid and a guy, and if they didn't make it for the yid, they didn't make it for a guy as well. So what's the problem? So very geschmacks. Now we have another, the problem is that the guy says from Fakert. The guy in Reish Lamazayin is his problem. Rishon, often not, when Ramor brings down the din of Pisek Daman, even by a guy, the guy jumps and said, what do you mean? We don't do, I mean, it's very big kids of the guy, but the guy is Mavur, that the problem is, what do you mean? We don't make takonis for a seller. And if the guy has a novel pshat in the Mordechai, that really the reason why you need Pisek Daman is for a different reason. The reason why you need a Pisek Daman is because without Pisek Daman, you're not even a Mahapech at all. And all the Maram was doing is proving that that's true, because in Lav Kain, how are we going to protect the seller's interest? Not that that's the reason why you need Pisek Daman, because if that would be the reason, Zok the Goyin, then by a Goy wouldn't be applicable, because we don't care about the interest of the Goy. So Mamela, you could have Anim HaBukharara even without Pisek Daman by a Goy Shasela. The Goyin Mamish has a whole new Havana in this Mordechai. Clearly you see that the Goyin didn't hold of the Divri Malkiel's Lamdis. And Mamela, the Goyin that should come out, that over here too, that if the seller is a guy, we don't care about the seller. And Mamela, there will be a din of Bametzo, because we don't care about the Takonis HaMeichem. So it should come out, Amachloikes, the Divri Malkiel with the Goyin. Baruch Shem, afterwards I found the Erech Shai over here, towards the end of the Siman, and I believe Sifnun Zayin, brings down this Goyin, makes this Diyek Baruch Hashem, and it doesn't go to Divri Malkiel, but he Sparz from that guy that you see that if the seller would be a guy, we don't care about Manasseh HaMelech, and there would be a din of Bar Metzra. Sorry? Like the din. Yeah, so the Erech Shai himself continues and brings that Afkas Reichel, the Chubas Afkas Reichel, that's like the different Malkiel. And then he says, but the Zechol Avram goes like himself. So now you have a Malkleikis, Afkas Reichel, with the different Malkiel against the Goyin and the Erech Shai and Zechol Avram. Truth be told, there's also a Munchas Pitim that goes like the different Malkiel and Reish Lama Zayin. So you have really, it's a three-way Malkleikis, three against three. It's a Divri Malkiel, Minchas Pitim, and Afkas Reichel, comes first, to base Esif, against the Goyin, Erech Shai, and Zechol Avram. So this is also not poshet that this is going to be a heta. So now, when you have a machloikis, what to do, and you're starting off, so l'chayra, the Bametzer should win, l'chayra. Okay, that should come out. All right, l'maisa is, there is a riot to the Goyin, I don't know, the Dailum Hazagas Gvon? There's a shtuk or a riot to the Goyin, is that over there the halacha is that a bar masachit is now come into town to compete. That's Hasagas Gvul. But when he comes into town, if he's discounted, if he has a sale, he's running a sale, and it's a tovus halukuchas shabir, then he has a right to come in, even though he's staring a Yiddish seller in town. The Ramah says that's only if the lukuchas are Yidden. But if it's a goyish shtot, and the first seller is a Yid who's in town, the second seller has no right to come into town, even if it's discounted, because we don't care about the takonis alokukas if they're goyim. And Mamela, they didn't suspend the laws of Hasagas Gvul. Now, Lachariz is a mamish straight against the Divrei Malkiel, because Mikadin, again, with their eyes, is no such concept of Hasagas Gvul, it's only the Rabbonim. So when Chazal made the takon of Hasagas Gvul, and they didn't make it when you're coming in, when you're selling cheaper because of takonis alakukas, so it should be across the board, they didn't make it for takonis alakukas, even if they're goyim. And you see the Ramah did differentiate that if it was a goyish alakukas, they did make a takon. It means they cut and pasted that for Yidinat and for goyim will make a takon that is Hasagas Gvul, even if there's a telus for goyish alakukas. So Lachari here too, by Bar Metzra, they will make a takonis Bar Metzra if the seller is a guy, even though he has a telus like Manasseh Melech or whatever it is. Lachari to Raya like the guy. You can get out of it. It's maybe in Hasagas Gvul type of Torah, it's not for now. But all right. So it comes out, this heta is not such a partial heta either, because like I said, it's A, it's Machlokes, and B, altogether, when you're coming to Lechatchila, the whole Manasseh Melech, the Ramos has 2 days. All right. There's another heta, a third heta. And that was that there's a concept in Sif Ches. If I sell you something on credit, I trust this guy's credit better than I trust the Metzron's credit. And even though the Metzron's swearing up and down, he'll also pay me in a year. That's very nice, but I don't believe him. And I believe that the first guy has more, whatever it is, more wealth, more security, I have more trust in him that he's going to carry through with the deal. And my mele does not bar metzra b'chai gavna. Sorry? So here, the seller katayna, I trust the lekeach, I trust the first guy that he's going to get this job done, get the proper variances, get the subdivision done. The second guy, the bar metzra might be a batlan, he's going to batch up in the township. Also, remember Rabbi Yisrael, he also, part of the deal is he has to renovate the kitchen. I think the first guy will do a better job than the second guy. He'll renovate the kitchen better. And Memela, as the Svara of Noyachli, that Lechayr should be a way out to be able to suspend the Dinam of Bar Metzra. Sorry? Oh. So the problem is that when we contacted the seller, the seller says he doesn't care. He's happy with the Metzger knows why. He believes Metzger can do just as good a job as this Lekek, and Meili doesn't care. And the Ramah says, Lahedi over there, that if the seller doesn't care, it's not a Taina. Not because you have to know Ulta, because if it's a Svara Vaita of Letelis of the seller, that it's Noyach Loi, so it goes back to the previous Shmuz, that do we have that Svara by a Goyish seller? All right. Fine. Here comes another Heta. Another Heta is in Siflam and Ches, is that the seller was a guy. And the halacha is, by Moicha Akam, Akitaina, I got rid of the guy out of your metza. Here you have a neighbor with a guy. I bounced the guy out of here. Right? So he katayno, I bounced the guy out of here. So therefore I have a right to come here. Now, just to take this apart a bit, it's a shtick of a chiddush, but to take it apart is lemaisa. The Bametzah said, Lamaisa is, you didn't bounce him out of here. He's still here. Just you
made him less.
You minimized him. But he's still here. So you didn't really bounce him out of here. So how could you come with the taina of that you, Ari Avikalok, you bounced him out? Sorry? Do you have a right to that? Do you have a right to that? Okay. So I have a right to that. From Sif Lamites, the halach is, the Ramah has a case that Hakoyne Betzad Hakoyne, there's a guy, and then there's a adjacent field next to the guy that's for sale. Yeshem and Dena Metzim Shir Betzad Hachene Yachalus Luke, and Yeshem and Dena Lismachaz, that's Machoykes. Now the case was, there's a guy, then Reuven's property, then Shimon's property, and Reuven sold his property to somebody, and now the next one, Shimon wants a taina b'metzra. I want to take over Reuven's property, and the Ramah says that there's no dinah b'metzra. At least the first sheet is no dinah b'metzra. Why? Because Hayoyis Reuven's property was right next to a goy. We could assume that the goy would have purchased it, and Hayoyis the goy would have purchased it. So the boy who's coming could say, "I avichilok. I did you a good time and I got rid of the goy." So the kosher can in our case. It means over there the case was that the guy has property one, property two went for sale, and property three belongs to a yid, and the third owner, the property three owner, cannot taina b'metzra on property two. Why? Because whoever came in is doing a metaya ari avichalok that got the guy from not buying this middle property. Now the guy is still here on property one. Guy didn't move. There it is. In that lumdis, we are assuming that the guy would have bought it, so now the guy would have two properties, and came along the boy and bounced the guy out of half of it, you know, property number two, and he could say, "Now, yarichalok." So now, even the other sheet who argues doesn't argue because they argue because who said the guy would have bought it, like the guy says another svaris. But batim, the lumdis is there that as long as I minimize the guy, especially like you said, that I'm taking him away from the entire meitzar of my property, by me coming in and buying between you and the guy and buying off his side yard, I'm now a buffer zone between you and the guy. So Ari Avichalok, I minimized the guy's property and I became a buffer between you and him. So Lachay I shall have a heta of Ari Avichalok. Sorry? Oh, we're gonna get to it. Oh, we're gonna first I wanna take this apart, yeah?
No, the guy's still there, right?
In which case? In the Ramah? In my case? Lamites was the goy is in property one. He would have possibly bought property two. And now the shaila is, could there be been b'metzra on property two? Hey, yois, the goy could have or would have or probably would have bought property two. So whoever came in and chapped the mois and saved the property three owner from having a goy there, did a gavalda kataiv of Ari Avikulak. He got rid of the potential goy from extending his property through property two. Not much anger, fakir. It's a raya to here. So here to here too. Right. And here too the goy still is. It's still in property one. The goy is still in property one. Property two. It's almost like our case. You have the guy in property one. The guy would have bought property two. If he would have bought, he would have been the neighbor. Right? And so therefore the Lekeach bought. Correct. That's Ari Avichalok. Very good. And over here too. Why not? Same thing. Over here the guy extended. No, but I'm taking him away. I'm taking him out of that 80 feet. That lot that becomes now property number two. Now we're going to subdivide, right? So it's three properties. It's the goy, property one, his side yard, which is property two, and the Yiddish house, the metzron, which is property three. So the property three guy wants to find a b'metzra. So the lekeach says, "What do you mean b'metzra? I saved you. I got rid of the goy out of property two. I got rid of out of his side yard. He's no longer there. So okay, it should be a good tzushtel till over there. All right. The problem is like this. And in Lakewood, Kiyadua, that when a house goes up for sale in Yiddish Gegen, only Yidden buy it. Goyim cannot never buy a house in the Yiddish Gagans, in the Yiddish places in Lakewood. If the Svara of Arya Avrich Yizloch is, let's say the Truma Sadashin says, that there is a, well, let's go the other way. Let's say that the Taitzer Rosh and the Muki Yosef says that the reason why there's a Svara Arya Avrich Yizloch is because if you wouldn't have the guy, if you wouldn't have the to buy it, the guy would have sold it to another guy, and you did me a favor by getting rid of the potential Goyish buyer. In Lakewood, doesn't pass that whole svara. In Lakewood, there is no potential Goyish buyer. It doesn't exist. Goyim don't buy houses in Lakewood. Oh, one second. If the svara of Arya Avrich's luck is that the Goy is here, but the reason why I'm getting rid of the Goy is not the Goyish seller. What I'm doing is I'm getting rid of the potential Goyish buyer. That's why I need to chap ois and be the buyer instead of the other guy who would have bought it. Over here, you don't have the svara in Lakewood because the person who would have bought it wouldn't have been a guy, it would have been a yid. So lechay, you wouldn't have this svara. The true mesadeshin in Shin Lamechay says otherwise. True mesadeshin says, maybe like you're saying, is that the chshash is the guy will change his mind and decide not to sell and remain there. So, like the Truma Sadashin Svara, yeah, you can have that Svara maybe here too, the guy would have changed his mind. But if the Svara is like the Taisei Rosh and Book of Yosef, that the Kshash is, that a buyer, a potential Goyish buyer would have come, that Lachar you don't have in Lakewood. Now, there's a Chuvis. What's the light plug? I don't know. If you have, I don't know. If someone says that, let me know. All right. There's a Chuvis Masas bin Yamin in Chsimuchav Zayin who says that if the Matron was already dealing with the guy to buy his property, he's already being mahapichet, even though he didn't own a piece of gum, but whatever, he's being mahapichet, he's already dealing with the guy, then we're not choshish that he's going to change his mind. And Mamela, you don't have the Svara of Ari Avrich Yilok anymore. And he was already being mahapik in it. And Bar Metzron was already being mahapik with the cell. She's saying even kosher again. I'm saying, so the Metzron was already handling with the seller. And when you're already handling with the seller, the Masas Bin Yamin says that you don't have the svara of Ari Avrichalak. What's the svara is that he might change his mind. You see, he's not changing his mind. I'm already handling with him. I'm already in negotiations with him. I'm not kosher that he's going to change his mind.
He didn't have a way to make it happen, though.
He had a money maker buy 60 feet. He didn't need 80 feet. He was happy with 60 feet and annexed it to his property.
Oh, he was holding my doing it?
Yeah. He was already dealing with the guy. No, they were, negotiating. It was like hanging the negotiation. Came along his buy and came up with a chap to buy 80 feet and knock off the porch.
That's the only case of Mashur. The guy was desperate to have to sell.
He is also desperate to have to sell. He has to raise money for a mortgage. He's also there. He has no AT here. Now, the Knesset HaGedayla laid suit to this Masas Bin Yamin in Agoy Satur Sivkot 9. He says that it also has to be that it's Karav Levadai, that the seller wouldn't have sold it to a guy and only to a yid. Means he's worried about now both shoshes. He's worried about the guy changing his mind, the Trumas Adachan Shash, that we're not worried because the Bametzin was already negotiating. He's worried that he might end up selling it to a guy and not to a yid, that we don't have a problem because it was in a gegen that only yidim would buy it. Memela together, over here it's the same thing. He was already handling, and it's in the yiddish gegen. Memela, l'chayr over here, you don't have the maila of Ari Avrich Yilok, l'chayr.
On the 23rd,
okay, we're going to get to it. Fine. Now, the problem is that the Chuvus Ranach and Kuch Chaf Hei says that that whole svar is only negeya if the Bametzin already has a piece of gdomim with the seller. So then, if he has a piece of gdomim, he's not going to change his mind. But if he doesn't have a piece of gdomim, then we have a kshash. He might sell it to others, he might change his mind, whatever the kshash might be. And that's not a mile, that's not a way to absolve the eitzah, the toiva that he's doing to be Ari Avrich Yilok. Bekitzos over here, he didn't have a piece of gdomim. The Bametzin didn't have a piece of gdomim yet. So Memela, the fact that he was already negotiating with the seller is not enough. So Memela Lechay should still be a taino of Ari Avrich Yilok. And it's not just a Shut Ranach, it's also Nesivis Mishpat on Rabbein Yeruchim says the same thing. Now the Ranach is slightly different to Lechay, because Ranach also says Lahedya, that once you have piece of gdomim, we don't care that there's a kshash, he might sell it to Goyim. He didn't need that extra hisaf of the Knesset HaGdela that we're only in the Yiddish neighborhood. it's yitachein that it's really two separate halachas. That if you already have a piece of gdamim, then we don't care that it's a negoy shenei, but he might sell it to a goy because I already have a piece of gdamim with him. It's not matav; he's going to back out of the deal. But if it's in a Yiddish neighbor, then I don't have a shash he's going to sell to a guy. Then it could be enough as long as I'm mahapichit. I'm already negotiating with it. Even if I don't have a piece of gum, that will be enough. Because mitzad, who could buy it? Only Yidden will buy it. Mitzad, him backing out, I'm already negotiating with him. It's not mistah, but he's going to back out. Sorry? Why? Go ahead. How do you know you're talking about we could sell to a guy? Sorry? I know, but how do you know that there were Goyisha buyers for that? I know, what does the Knesset Gdala say? Did he say it's talking about Dafka when it was Yiddish buyers? I thought so. Okay, look it up. Fine. Okay, so that should be a handarai over here. So now, so it comes out that Mahapik should have been enough. The fact that the Goy, the fact that the Metron was already handling with the Goyisha seller, that should be enough that the guy coming in is not doing him a taiva. Okay, fine. So let's before we even go with that, I have another shaila. Over here, I want to know like this. The case of all these achrayim are talking about where I'm already being mahapik to be mesalik the guy out of the property. So if I'll be successful and I'll buy out the guy is going to move to Honolulu. Kavaldik, good riddance. But over here, what's my taina? You didn't do me a toiva by getting rid of the guy to be my neighbor because I could have done the same. What would I have done? I would have bought the side lot myself and then what? And had my neighbor a guy. So I didn't. I couldn't have done it myself. Sort of thing. What would have I done to get rid of this guy? Had I exercised these type of swears, being mahapik and gone through with the deal, then the guy would be fine to my neighbor. So you did me a gevaldik toiva by getting rid of the guy from being my neighbor.
Could have rented it out to someone else. Built a house and rented it to
okay, to build a house and you don't have bar mitzvah b'char. Remember, bar mitzvah is because you want to have ravchis, you want to have a larger yard, extend your house. You're going to put someone else in there, you don't have the swear.
On the Ramoya, that same problem.
That what?
The Ramoya is talking about the property next door. You want to buy it for yourself, and you're going to be a neighbor to him.
Right.
So I...
Yeah, one second. There was a chilek. Why that's not negate to Ramoya? One second.
You're scared that you shouldn't buy it. You're scared that the guy shouldn't buy it.
The guy shouldn't buy it. What's he going to find in? He's going to try to be a neighbor, and then he'll be a neighbor in Ramoya.
No, it's not true. The guy's not there yet.
The guy is two lots over, and then he's going to become a neighbor.
Here's the other way.
The shaila over here in Lamentes wasn't that my tiny is that I could have bought the lot myself. That wasn't the tiny here. That I'm not buying. Someone else came from without to buy. A third party buying. And I want to be misalikim. Why? Stam a regular din bames. I want to be misalikim. So back is, what do you mean? Look, I did you a toiv. I got rid of the guy. That's fine. Because I thought I got rid of the guy. Had a different guy bought this thing, you would have had a guy as your neighbor. Or had the first guy extended his property, you would have had a guy as a neighbor. And Itaka got rid of the guy. So your guy is not your neighbor. But in our case, his whole time to say that you're not doing me a toiv is because I could have done it myself, extended my property. If I would have done it myself, that's how you're not getting rid of... Right? That's my time. I could have done it myself, and my mele, you're not doing me a toiv because I could have gotten rid of the guy myself. No, if I would have done it myself, I would have zikha had the guy as my neighbor. No, over here I'm not trying to do it myself. Over here it's like this. I'm the third property. I'm not buying it myself. Someone else is coming from without to buy it. A third party coming in.
And I want to buy it instead.
And I want to have a bar mitzvah. And his time is Ari Avrichalak. Hitaka did Ari Avrichalak.
And the guy is saying, no, I want to buy that property and become a neighbor with the guy.
Right. And that's the taina Ari Avrichalak. And the first sheet of Hitaka. That
it's
Taka.
Over here.
No, over here, the only reason why it really he is doing the Megavaldo Katoyim, and really it is Ari Avrichalak, I got rid of the guy. So, Teretz is, what's the Bamet Tanning Faket? That, no, I don't need your Toiva, I could do it myself.
And
what? But the problem is, if I do it myself, I didn't do it. If I do it myself, then I'm still fighting a neighbor with the guy. No, here I'm not trying to buy it myself to come there. I'm not timing over here.
He's timing Metzrin and he wants to buy it.
Avadi's timing Metzrin and he wants to buy it. That's fine. But what's his time over here? Why is he trying to negate the third party? Why is he trying to say that the third party is not doing him a taiva?
Because he's
That's not as far as because I could do it myself. The reason why
I'm a metron, because I want
to
buy it.
Stam. So I'm a metron. So he's trying to exercise his rights as a metron. And the other person saying, no, Arya Avichilach.
That kind of Arya Avichilach is not negeya for me, because you see me myself, even though it's for a different reason. But Lamaisa, I want to buy this field and I don't mind being a neighbor with this guy.
Every time, every... One second. Everybody, you're saying something else. That's something else, but that's not what we're talking about. No, the vote is that I could do... The svar normally is I could do it myself. That's the svar of these achronim. I could do it myself. I could have gotten rid of the guy myself. I didn't need you to come in here and step on me to get rid of the guy. I was already handling with the guy to get rid of him. I didn't need you. Over here, if he would have done it himself, he would have had a guy as a neighbor. So he does need him. No, thus, you could tell that Chotch Benegeit, his first property, he was Arya Avichilach. He got rid of the guy from being neighboring, bordering his first property. He shkoyek the guy is neighboring his extension. But he got rid of the guy from neighboring his first property, and the mainly he was Arya Avichilach himself from his first property, and therefore he didn't need you. Okay, I hear that. I'm just throwing out that might not be so budget.
It could be a guy with small piece of property is more tame. By a
slicker
versus an owner.
Okay, now also, like you mentioned also, is that the buyer came up with about 10. The buyer is knocking out a porch and taking another 20 feet. So he's being an Ari Avichilach on an extra 20 feet. The metron would have only done it for 60. And the buyer came up with his amtzah to do it for 80. So he's Ari Avichilach on another 20 feet.
It doesn't make a difference.
Once he's what?
Once he's away from his mate.
No, I'm saying, if there's a mila to minimize the guy and keep on pushing the guy back, like it says in Lamed Tes, you keep on pushing him further away, even though the guy is still there. So to here, I push the guy away another 20 feet. So it's Arbi, another 20 feet.
You'll be there. You're going to be there.
Okay, you're not a guy. Very good. You're here. So
you're helping the maitzer by...
Helping the maitzer by pushing the guy another 20 feet away.
You're making him not come here.
What's the lumdus? The lumdus is as if he would have been here, and Mamela, I'm pushing him away back into his own property and not on the property too. That's the lumdus. So here too, I'm pushing away.
But this is just one shayla, being on the meter, not being on the meter. We don't find anywhere over there that the shayla is a shayla, not being on, when we have two locations, let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, and shayla between 1 and 2, and you're in 4, which is a mila of 1/2.
Okay, fine. Okay. Now,
there's two properties adjacent to the property.
Which we have 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah, one big property and the guy okay. like this, or two properties like this, and a buy off this property. The other time I have the guy still over here, someone
in. You're here?
This is your property.
This whole thing is my property.
Let's say either like an L.
Yeah, good. And you'll buy one part of the guy.
So
Lukai is also the Mila of Arya Avichilach. I got rid of him.
I
minimize him. Okay, but in our case, he took him off the entire border of his property. So Lukai, that should look at work. The Ma'ai says, Rabbi Rabbi Kiveg over here comes from a whole different angle. The Kiveg over here says that when you're coming to buy together, if the deal wasn't consummated yet, the kinyan wasn't called, there's no closing yet, Rabbi Kiveg holds, and this is maybe what you were saying before, Rabbi Kiveg holds that this should be just like the case of Manas HaMelech. That even though there's a mila for a seller, but if the metron is willing to match whatever the buyer is willing to do, and he's coming bolik nois, maybe in that case it will still be a din about metro. So to here, even though you're doing a gvalda katay, let's say, Arya Avichilach, but I katayna achdaft. I don't need a toivis. I'll do it myself. I'm here. I'm willing to do it myself. I'm moichel on the toivis. I'm such a nice guy. I'm moichel on the chesed you're doing for me. I'll do it myself. So the Kivega says that the boil liknois biyachad, then it should be totally on that machloikas over there. Now, just to point out, Rabbi, this is not the din of Binyam Zev Niranach. Binyam Zev Niranach is where he already had the deal, and you want to know, could he assume him as his din of Bametra after the Kinyan, and he says as far as if there was a piece of domim, how about he was Mahapich, if he was only Yiddish boys, that's their din. This din is not that. This din is Stamaza. I could tell you, I don't need your toiva. And just to prove that, is that Kivega in Simon Reish Lama Zayin Banerma Bukhara quotes the Ranach. Over here, he doesn't quote this Jewish Ranach. Means he's not coming from Ranach. He's coming from a whole different angle. The angle is Tam. I'm Meichot Tavis. I don't need you. Mamela, since I'm here and you didn't close yet, I'm timing. I don't need you. Let's say you are Ari Avrikalak, but I don't want you here. I could do it myself, so get out. So, that should be a Chedron. And to be Meisif, is the Cheshon Ve'efait, says that in our case, it's even better than the case of Sif Mem Gaon. Sif Mem Gaon is a Machlokes Ramah, brings down 2 days, if when they're coming B'yachad, if then we're worried about the Manas HaMelech or not. Zokta Cheshem Eifa, that's only because there it was a takana for the seller. And we want to know, do we suspend the laws of Bametzra B'chai Gamna? Or Hayyoyz, the merchant's willing to match, so Memele Kilu, the seller's protected, so we won't suspend the laws of Bametzra. Bametzra is applicable. But our case is not L'Te'elis HaMoicha, it's a L'Te'elis HaMetzra himself. The only reason why we suspended the laws of Bametzra is because you're doing the Metzra Netoiva. If the Metzra says, I'm here and I don't need your Toiva, if I'm ready to buy myself, then I can tell you, go fly a kite and don't step on me. I don't need your Toivas and you don't have a Heta to come in here. And this,
you do need his Toivas because if you're going to buy it, you'll be his neighbor. You're only going to be protected from him if other guy buys it.
No, but I'm willing, first I'm buying the 80 features like he is.
No, but you're going to be stuck with a Goyish name if you buy it.
So that was the straw we said before. So we said on that straw before, could be, I toed oif at least, that I saved my first property. I pushed the guy away 80 feet from my first property, just like you're pushing the guy 80 feet from my property. Rather, I'm happy to be buying a second property. But copy my first property, which is my Din Bar Metzri here, copy that, I'm pushing away the guy just as much as you're pushing the guy.
Only by magic because you're spreading out.
Yeah, it's like, if I grad in order to do this deal, I'll have to buy another property somewhere else who happens to be next to a guy that doesn't negate the fact that Lamai says, I don't need you, I'm pushing away the guy just as much as you're pushing away. You could hear that sort of, like, I'm doing life what you're doing. All right, Rabbi, say, let me give another heta. One more heta. Another heta is, so far there's really no good reason, solid reason, why this Lakeach could come in here. Okay, here comes another, and this reason is a pretty good reason. Let's see how it works. The Lekeach is desperate to buy a house. He wants to buy a house. The Metzrin wants to extend his yard. The Alok and Sifka Vav says, if you have a choice, if one wants it for a chotza, or one wants it for a bayis, yishuv adif, and whoever wants it for a house is better than the one who wants it for a chotza. So the Lekeach kind is yishuv adif. I want it because Yishuv is out. If I'm building a house on it, this guy doesn't plan on building a house. This guy plans on having a beautiful wide yard to play football on it. That's very nice. But Yishuv is out, and therefore my house is better. Now you could. You tell me. Sif Chavod. The place can say it's even by Chatz. You'll see in a second. But fine. The Maisa, the reason why this is not Poshit. Is because when you're talking about an independent sado, an independent chotza, which has no yishuv value to it, no benefit to the yishuv ha-medina, so avada bayis is odif from a chotza and a sado. But this chotza is not a freestanding chotza. This chotza is to improve the quality of life of my house. I now can sit on my back porch and not mind. I could sunbathe. I might have such rafkas that it improves the quality of life of my yishuv, of my house. It's helping my house. Hayois is helping my house. Maybe it should be considered like bias versus bias. Avad, I'm doing it a chotza, but I'm not stamba freestanding chotza. It's a chotza to improve my bias. So it improves my yeshiv. So you want to improve your yeshiv, and I want to improve my yeshiv. Look, I'm a bametz, I should win. What do you say to that, Svara? All right. So there's a Chuvis Ramosh in Choshem Mishpah Chelik Beis Simukov Aleph. Ramosh has a case where the Bametzron wants to make a very large Sada. He already has a large Sada, but he wants to make it even larger. And Ramosh Teik Dvarv says, this halacha kino lebayis is odif. So you see, Ramosh didn't even entertain it. He held, at least in his case, when the guy already has an oversized chatza, then yishuv bayis is odif. It was a chotzen. It was a chotzen. He had a backyard. He had a large backyard, and he wanted to make it even larger. And the other guy wanted for a lot to build a house. And Rav Moshe says, "Bayis is odif." So yeah, bayis is odif. The third party coming and wants to build a house. The Metzen wants to extend his already oversized backyard, And Rav Moshe says, Bayis is Odev, Yishev is Odev. Because he held, now at least in his case, there was already an oversized backyard. I don't know if he held of a regular backyard, but he held that extra extension to make it more beravchis doesn't, I guess, enough improve the quality of life of the guy's house to make it into also considered a yeshiv. I don't know, maybe he would have held it even if it would be a small backyard. His case was talking about where it was a large backyard. Then Teich Dorov, he says another thing, which I'm not sure what he means, like puts it together, you look it up, he says also that the kohen doesn't have a dira. So it's Yishev Adif. That's not this halacha, it's a different halacha. Kind of a deer, Sif Mem Tes, that if he doesn't have a deer and this guy already has a deer, he has a whole different din and he can't find any other deer. I'm not sure exactly what Rav Moshe meant by doing that, which is an end of Machlokes in Ramah. All right, fine. The Prach, Perach Matei Aaron, Chelek Aleph, Siman Nun Gimel, his case was that the Beis HaKnesses want to enlarge their courtyard. And they were by Metzra, and the other guy came in to buy a property next door to build on. So it's Bayis versus a Chotza, but it was a Chotza of a Beis HaKnesses, and now there could be a proper courtyard for the Chotza. And he says, Vaita, Bayis is Adif. It's Bayis versus Chotza. So the Chayr also would be a Raya that extending a backyard or extending a courtyard has a din of a yard and not of a Bayis. And Mamela, Bayis is Adif. From a chotz, a mamela. In our case, very geschmack. In our case, it was a bais versus a chotz. It got to happen to be his chotz was an oversized chotz. If I'm not mistaken, it was a 200 foot depth, the yard, and he really didn't keep it in good condition to begin with. We did a field trip, so apparently, I'm not sure how much he really enjoyed his backyard. But whatever it was, so luchayu. Then even you'll even have certainly Rav Moshe that luchayu. You'll have a heta here. If bais is odd, if bais is better than a chotza, luchayu that should be an easy heta. But here comes Rabbi Yisrael. I'm going to be messiahing with this. There's a problem. The problem is that in the same sif, it says that when you have a choice between bais and chotza or bais and soda, bais is odd. If you have a choice of bais and trees. Trees are odif, or at least just as good. Makhlaik is either just as good advice, or even better because it lasts longer than houses last. So now, the Metron wasn't planning on planting trees, but there were numerous trees on the side yard. In order for the Lokeach to build a house, it's a no-brainer, he has to remove those trees. And the Metron was willing to keep those trees. So in other words, the Metron is willing to use this sod for Ilonis, for trees, and the Lokeach wants to use this for a bias. So now it's not bias versus Chotza, it's bias versus Ilonis. And this type of Svara we find in the Perach Matei Aaron, he says that if there was a house there and the other guy wants to remove the house, but the Metzen's willing to keep the house there, he has a din of Yishev as well, the Metzen, because he's willing to keep a house there, whereas the buyer is trying to uproot a house. So to hear the Metzen's willing to keep the trees there, so it should be Ilonis, and the Lekeach wants to uproot those trees and plant a bias, the line. But now it's bias versus Ilonis, and Ilonis is just as good as a bias. Lekeach, you shouldn't have this heta. Okay, so there's an Aruch HaShulchan, good. There's an Aruch HaShulchan over here in Sif Nun Hei, who says that this heta, this milah of trees is only fruit trees. Fruit trees is yishev. What's the sort of yishev? Not that it's going to stand there. It's that it's going to produce and benefit humanity. It's going to have fruit. And the milah is only by fruit trees. So if there weren't fruit trees over here, then you won't have this heta. Where's the Aruch HaShulchan coming from? He doesn't tell you, but L'chayr, where he's coming from, is the Gemara in Tamin, Chavtesim Nebeis. The Gemara says over there that when they used for Atzei Marocha, they had to use Eitzim for the Marocha. Hakol Eitzim is Kshayim L'Marocha, Chutz from those that make Peiris. You're allowed to use any barren trees for Marocha, but you can't use fruit trees for Marocha. And the reason is, like the Gemara, because Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So it seems in the Gemara that fruit trees are Yishev Eretz Yisrael and barren trees are not Yishev Eretz Yisrael. That's where the Aruch HaShulchan is coming from. The problem is, it's really not a raya. Because Lesman the Pollock, I could hear that fruit trees are better than barren trees. And if you could have Atzei Marocha without using Eitzim, Avada, Shkoyach, I would have banned all trees from Marocha. Don't use Eitzim for Atzei Marocha. But Atzei Marocha needs Eitzim, that's Atzei Marocha. So we need to allow some trees. So the Gemara says, if we're allowing trees, allow barren trees and don't kill uproot fruit trees, because fruit trees are more Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But b'nagei to our case, mechetei is the only fruit trees have a Yishuv. Maybe even barren trees also has my love of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's also, it gives shade. You know, it gives wood because then you're cutting it down, but it gives shade. There's a mila that improves the air. There are milas to have trees. It's beautiful. Whatever the yishuv is of a tree, look how you should have even by barren trees. And if you're going to take the Aruch HaShulchan, if you hold like the Aruch HaShulchan, I would say a chiddush, that bizmanenu, this whole halacha is not negeya. Because bizmanenu, it's never negeya, even by fruit trees, that the owners eat the fruit of their fruit trees on their thing. They use their berries, they fall, or whatever it is. They don't really have trees or fruit trees that they actually use. So if you hold of the Aruch HaShulchan, that's only when you benefit humanity with fruit, then it should come out that Bismanina's whole din of Ilan is never negeya, because we never, even our fruit trees aren't fruit trees, and even our fruit trees don't produce fruit.
Of that, I would have said to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael not to have the bechlal because it ruins the soil within smells of the place. But number two, would say that it is a tzaret kusamaisa. Where we can find a fruit tree to make a bracha? It's a tzaret mitzvah, and shundisha is even more important than Yishuv.
Okay. Now, I personally have a raya not like the Aruch HaShulchan. I think it's a mafusha, Rashman, Bavabas, not like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Rashman, Chafema Beis, the Gemara Paskins, the halachas are Grabiasi, that you could be in a teh b'tek shalai. You could plant right next to the border of your friend. Zechay for b'tek shalai, it's in a teh b'tek shalai. It's not a problem. The Gemara passes like Rabbi Yosi, Frek the Rashba, there's a halacha that Yeshua was hisna. One of the Tanaim of Eretz Yisrael is that Yeshua was hisna, that you're allowed to plant trees near someone else's property, and maybe bikur mimenu, we're not worried about the unique is coming from the other property and it's not shalai. You're allowed to do it. Why did Yeshua make these tanoim when they entered Eretz Yisrael? Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Frek the Rashba. Why do you need a new halacha to pass the Rav Yosi that you're allowed to plant? You already have the din of tanoim of Yeshua Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael that you're allowed to plant trees right next to the border and bring bikurim from those fruit. Zeh Frek the Rashba. He munches on this kasha. L'chor, if the Aruch HaShulchan is right, the kasha doesn't start. Doesn't make any sense. What's a kasha? Yeshua Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is only by fruit trees. And the Gemara is talking about all trees. I'm allowed to plant my tree right next to the border, even if it's not fruit trees. And the majority of trees, let's say, it's not even fruit trees. But certainly, a nice calica trees are not fruit trees. I can plant right next to the border. I'm not worried about that. My roots are going to destroy your buyers and your field. And I'm not worried about that. I'm allowed to plant next to it. So therefore, I need a special halacha, a Gemara, to say, halacha is krab yaisi. Halacha, you seen the Rashba, that the tanoim of Yeshua, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the allowed to plant trees, is Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, is even by barren trees, even by Ilan Esrak. You're allowed to plant trees. It's Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. My Melech Frek Rashi is very good. If you're ready to know the Tanai Yeshua, the Kon of Yeshua, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, why do you need a new halacha of Rabbi Yosi? Does that not take a bit actually? You see from the Rashba Lehedya, Lechari, not like the Aruch HaShulchan, that this halacha Mishum Yishuv is even when it's not fruit trees. My Melech, going back to our case, Hayyos, the neighbor, was the Metzrim, was willing to keep the trees there, and even if they're not fruit trees, he's willing to keep the trees here, so he also has the din yishuv, he also has the ilonis versus Yenin's bias. It's a yishuv against the yishuv, so the Metz and Lechai should win.
I have an answer to that question. I would say that the Aruch HaShulchan is more yishuv, not fruit trees, is also yishuv as Yisrael. No, we see the only concept that we see that trees should have a halachic ramification only came up by fruit trees.
Where do you see that?
By the Maroch.
No, but I'm saying Maroch, you see, not like that. Maroch is a Zaitika thing. It's not a right from Maroch. You see, not like that, but it's a Zaitika thing. Maroch is only because we need to have some wood.
Okay,
so Avadid is a mile in fruit trees overnight. Which should they? Because Avadid is a mile. But when it comes to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, clearly Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is by all trees, like by Yeshua. So how do you know this halacha is doimed to the din of Maroch? Maybe it should be doimed to the Takanas Yeshua, that is by all trees.
Okay, so it could be that Madrega that you see the Maroch did with the
right,
over here.
Fine. We wanted to tie in a chiddush. And we wanted to tie in a chiddush that over here, the trees aren't a milo. We wanted to tie in that when it says that you're going to plant trees and you're doing it for Natia, for the Ilanis, it's also Mishum Yishuv. We want a taina that's only if it's a normal way of planting trees. It's a stay ilon, or it's a stay netiyas, like the mission in Shvius and Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis says, by stay ilon, you have to have 3 trees every saw. By stay netiyas, you have to have 10 trees every saw. That's the way to plant a stay ilon, a way to plant a sodden netiyas. That's the proper way of maximizing and utilizing the space for trees, and that's gevaldika yishuv. But if a guy just has haphazardly trees throughout the property and not that many of them, let's say the guy to build would have had to knock down 5 trees. And because there's another 5 trees on the property, mechatesi, that should be considered yishev. I mean, hagabatulka. What happens if the guy says, you know, the metzen says, every time when he wants it l'rafches for a chatzah, and the guy wants a bais, and he's buying 20-acre lot, I'm saying, I'll plant a tree. I'll plant 1 tree. Mamel is mishum yishev. We never find that. That's ridiculous. 1 tree is going to give him a right to buy 20 acres, and where we draw the line? It's a bit a stretch to say that that's mishum yishuv, that you're doing a gevalda kateva for humanity, that you're planting that 1 tree. It's not mestava like that. So we want to say that it's talking about when you plant trees, when the field is used for trees in a normal oifen. This is not the fields being used for trees. Mamela would come out that bayis is odif from his chotzer, because his ilonis really don't count. And of course you have the Arka Shulchan as a sniff. But even if you argue the Arka Shulchan, the Kohen should have this svara that he wasn't doing his tei ilonis.
This whole thing applies, can I?
Why not?
I don't know.
I know, you tell me. If you tell me someone says it's not, I'll tell you fine. I'm saying, tell me who says not.
Beforehand, by him, you told him that he has to bring a riot. He tells him that way.
Maybe. No, when you're trying to say that Allah is not negay, so the chayr alecha lavi right that Allah is not negay.
The svar why the svar is because the tea is tzvei batim. Obviously, in those days when somebody planted a tree and had something that was a bigger muchzak instead of property.
So the trees last longer. Look at the trees.
Little,
the trees last longer than houses in Lakewood.
Little shacks and huts over there.
Look at houses. Every block you go, there's like another house being taken down. The trees last much longer than houses. All right, Rabbi, truth be told, is that we sensed, and this is a shayla I'm leaving off, we sensed that the Metzen was really lying to us. And really, there's no way in the world that he needed a larger yacht. He had already a very large lot to begin with, and he wasn't even maintaining that lot. It wasn't mowed properly. It sounded wild that he really needed more space, another 80 feet. It was clearly, well, we at least assumed his intention really was to eventually subdivide and sell. It was in the heyday when everyone was just buying up whatever they could buy in Lakewood. And we sensed that he really was interested in using it for a house. And now you have to know, you know, it's a balance. He's using it for a house. So he has a yeshiva, but Lav Davki is extending his own house. Maybe, you know, you have to know what he's really doing here. And we were thinking that we have to paskin according to his real intentions, or should we paskin to the way he presented in Bezin? You know, what happened was he was in the coffee room, and they told him that if you're going to use it for a house, to buy a house, and you're not extending your own house, that's not by metzra, so that's not going to work. So you have to sign in front of Bezin that you really want to extend your yard. So that's how this Chacham taught him in the coffee room. And Meili came to Bezin, yeah, he found out. He spoke to Chesh Mishchabur, that's what they said. He has to extend it and improve his lot. So Meili came to Bezin with this taina that he really wants to improve his lot. Truth be told, I'm willing to bet that he really wanted to subdivide it and sell off as a house. Now, all the swords before Al Zgoyim and all that, there is no heter for the Lekeach to come in. Right, so you have to know in terms of bar mitzvah. I'm just saying that if you're going to don the reality, it might take on a different halacha. But because he sort of lied to the bezdin, he misrepresented the truth. Therefore, he's going to lose. So we want. Sorry.
I would have changed for the reason.
It means if you'll have a bias, if the whole milo why the lekeach is winning is because he's putting a bias, and this guy's only to extend his lot. So yishuv is odif. If he's really making a house, so it will also be a yishuv.
Oh, make it worse. Not funny.
So the truth is, I want to be honest with you, he is planning on using it together, and that is because, if you recall, his intention was to buy only 60 feet. What is he doing with 60 feet? He's taking chelik of zon, because he also has a wide side yard, and together he's going to create a new lot. So it will improve the value of his existing lot. So he will have a din of a bar mitzvah. So had he tainted the truth, he would have had a din of bar mitzvah, and all the halachas that we discussed, all the time of the simon wouldn't have been nageya, and he would have been allowed to be a bar mitzvah. But because he asked the chayshim mishpacha, but they told him, don't do that, you're going to say that's dangerous, you're buying it, you can't do it, not selling, not lie. So you have to say you really want to extend, and we drilled him a few times in the din Torah, and every time with a straight face, yeah, I mamish need a wide yard, I mamish, it's rafchas for me, I really want a wide yard. So now we were like at what to do. And I don't have a riot to this. But Bezin felt that if you misrepresent something to the Bezin, you have to eat your misrepresentation. You can't come to Bezin lie, hopefully winning on the lie, but then also win on the truth. So that we can do. If you came to Bezin and you lied, you're going to have to suffer the consequences, and we're going to go with your lie. We don't have to outsmart you.
And obviously, you even though the soif, that he wants to make money at the end of the day, so then what's the problem?
What do you mean? That's bar mitzvah.
It's soif at the end of the day,
but that's
he wants to make money.
Correct, and that's a bar mitzvah, because he's improving his existing lot. He's extending his lot. So, Lechaira, now, I just on the side, we was clearing, what happened if in the Din Torah, if we paskind, let's say, I mean, it's a really nice shot out in this, every case, every time a bar mitzvah says the wrong taina, he'll say, I needed to build another house. And Bezin will say, the Chayshim Mishra Kabur Paskin, if you're building another house, it doesn't work, it doesn't count, because only if you improve the value of the existing property, right? And then when he hears that psak that he lost, he thinks, okay, so that way I can't win. So, you know what? I'll improve the existing property. I'll have a wider yard, right? And now he means it emes.
If he can't do that,
he might as well get that. Better than nothing. He could always change... He could always change his mind. It means that now the entire wouldn't have if he would have, after he lost, he would have come to him and said, you know what, I see that's not a good taina. Now I would really want to improve the existing lot by subdividing and making a house there. That's why I want to take it off. L'chayr, he would have a right to change his mind whenever he wants. L'chayr. So L'chayr, you can have that too. L'chayr.
Even though he wanted to fulfill 60, but the Maisa, now he wants to do 80.
Right.
Does not need his lot.
Okay, you have to know that, because it could be if you make it 100, it'll have more value. And you can make a duplex. It was before duplex days, Grana, but he could make it 100. It means he could always figure out perhaps how to improve the existing value. Okay, I don't know what he was thinking about, but he was definitely, didn't sound like he was telling the truth to us. So therefore, amongst other reasons, there were other sniffing that we had, we passed against the Metzra and we allowed the Lakea to come in. Yes, Razam Nechemya, a similar type of a shah. We tell him over the story. Razam Nechemya said that Stamazay, if the guy says the wrong taina, even though later on he could change his mind and say a better taina and then win, but sort of if he didn't have that in mind and someone teaches him that taina, Razam Nechemya said it doesn't think that that's a sis of a yashav atay. It means a sis of a yashav atay is because that's what you really want, and I'm encroaching on you. But if that's not what you really want, then I had no problem encroaching on you. But then someone taught you that that's what you should want to bounce me out of here. Rizal Nechem was noted that that's not really bar mitzvah. It's not what Chazal meant for sis of a yashav atay. That should stay away. All right, Rabbi Isai.
It was the other way around. What he really wanted, he wasn't saying.
Correct. Correct.
So maybe Bezin should have told him about sis of a yashav atay. Told him what he should really say.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.